Taylor just gives Gaylor a shove in the back on his way through as Gaylor dummy half gets it to Greg Minikin, and Minikin's five inside the Dragons half as Milner waits at dummy half, goes to the right hand side, and Massey, ooh, big collision with Da Costa in centre field there, 11 inside the Dragons half, and is ruling Massey's holding on to the defender as Tickle out at the back to McShane. Here is Dawn chiming into the line. Gets it to Crooks. Crooks on the outside to Hampshire. Hampshire for the corner will score. Castleford are in. 7.5 minutes on the clock. First time the Tigers have put the ball through the hands. And Ryan Hampshire gets in at the corner. Super play from the Tigers. They lead by 4 points to 0.
Well, Matt Horton, I tell you what, it's been all cattle and Dragons, certainly with field position, and well, they haven't took their opportunities. And we mentioned Ryan Hampshire just before the game. Other Catalan's going to play on his side with his size, because it could be where they might win the game. But great play by Castleford Tigers. Play with plenty of, got the ball nice and wide out to the right-hand side, and Ryan Hampshire, well, won't be for sure that Ryan Hampshire's got that pace. Great ball from Crooks, great movement by Cass. First chance to get an opportunity. They score the first four-pointer.
Da Costa at dummy half, goes to the left-hand side to Horro. Horro with a dummy. Horro through a huge gap, and he's going to score under the post. Awful defending from the Castleford Tigers. 12 minutes on the clock, and the Dragons are level here at the Menderhorst Jungle. And it's as simple as you like for Justin Horro, and Darryl Powell will be having kittens watching that back.
Oh, tell you what, Matt, was that just a simple show and go, and I'll just go for the defensive line? That was absolute shocking from the Castleford Tigers. And as you mentioned with Darryl Powell, and I say Heath Forte certainly as a player was making sure his defence was always strong, and well, you don't take any dummies there, but Horro literally went through the paper thin defence there from the Castleford Tigers. And they say, well, the Catalans, you know, now they've been down there four times, it's the first time they've come with the 4 points under the sticks. They surely will take the league 6-4, but the Castleford Tigers defence non-existent.
Millington takes it in for the Tigers. Millington's popped it out the back to Milner. Second phase. Here's Gadwin Springer on the charge. Immediate impact from the man playing against his fellow countryman today as Milner gets it to Gale. Gale drops it off to Massey. Took it standing still, and easy for Pelissier as Milner goes to the right-hand side to Millington, out for McShane, McShane to Dawn, Dawn with a step, Dawn with a floated pass for Hampshire, Hampshire for the corner, Hampshire for the corner, he's in! Oh, Ryan Hampshire has scored! 25 minutes on the clock here, what a finish from the young man! And Castleford are back in front here. They lead the Catalan Dragons by 8 points to 6.
I tell you what, Ryan Hampshire this afternoon, he's putting the marker down to Darryl Powell and saying, hey, listen, you know, don't forget about me, because if I do get opportunities, certainly try scoring opportunities, I'm going to score them 4 points. Really, there was nothing on there for him. It was just a looping pass from Luke Gale there, and Ryan Hampshire around about 10, 12 metres out from there. A few good sidesteps and a great footwork, and he goes in at the corner there. Great try from Hampshire, and I mentioned before the game, he could be maybe where the Catalans are going to play on. I'll tell you what, he's a menace for the Catalans this afternoon. It's going to be 2 four-pointers. Great player, Ryan Hampshire.
McShane at dummy half, goes to the right. Oh, big run from Frankie Mariano. He's only got Escarrer to beat. He's beaten Escarrer. Frankie Mariano will score! Oh. Absolutely fantastic from the big man.
Boy, oh boy.
38 minutes on the clock. And Frankie Mariano gets it for the Tigers. Absolute storming run from the big man. And they lead by 12 points to 6.
I'll tell you what, Matt. Oh, Matt, Frankie Mariano, exactly like Ryan Hampshire said to Darryl Powell. I'm putting a marker down here, and I'll tell you what, how did he come onto that boy? You talk about coming at pace and enthusiasm, and I'll tell you, they wasn't going to stop him. He just said, get out of my way, get out of the way of the fullback, I'm having this 4-pointer. Mariano, boy oh boy, what a try. And the Castleford Tigers fans are going absolutely ballistic in front of here. They haven't seen that down here since, I would say, well, maybe a Kevin Ward days. Bumping up people, badging up people. I tell you what, Kevin Ward would have been proud of that one. Great from Frankie Mariano.
Milner from the offload goes up the middle, gets it to Gale. Gale needs support. Luke Gale trying to get away, dumps it over the top. It's come off the hands of Broughton. Oh, Broughton collects. Broughton flings in field, back to Gale. Play on to Greg Minikin. Minikin will straighten up and they'll get a fresh set of six. play. The ball needs to be quick. It is. Millington gets it to Gale. Gale out for McShane. They've got numbers here. Back on the inside to Matt Cook. Matt Cook for the line. It's over, but he's on his back. Oh, Castleford are ripping Castleford apart
here at
the moment.
Matt Orton, this is classic Castle at their best, isn't it? This is what it's all about down here at Weldon Road. Never mind the jungle. This is classic Castle. They're going to score again here. They're going to score again here.
Dawn into the line. Dawn. Oh, just can't get the offload out. Play the ball slow. Minikin gets it to Holmes. Holmes to Springer. Springer gets it out for Matt Cook. Cook to McShane. McShane with a step on the hooter has scored, and Castleford have scored right on the bell. Paul McShane it is with the try. Last play of the half, and the Tigers lead by 18 points to 6. The ball did all the talking. I thought McShane had blown it when he threw the dummy and stuck the head down, but somehow he's managed to get the ball down, and the Tigers lead by 18 points to 6.
Oh, you just mentioned it there, Matt, and I thought they'd blown it as well, because McShane had three guys outside him. It was just a simple walkie, but he shoved the dummy. He made hard work of that four-pointer from there, but he managed somehow to get over there. And Darrell Powell, I'll tell you what, when he walks across his field, he'll have a smile as wide. He'll have a smile as wide as Weldon Road, I can reassure you, because the way they played in this first half, it's Cass of old. It's great ball movement. They played the game tactics absolutely fantastically well. And the tries have come up with in this first half have been sensational. Fully deserved this 20 points to 6 lead. And Lauren Ferdinand knew well, he'll be scratching his head, because quite simply, the field position what they've had, they haven't just taken the chance of taking nothing away from Cass. They have been classy this afternoon.
Matt Cook trying to run through Navarrete. Matt Cook's run through Navarrete. Play on, he's just stopped by Bousquet on the 20. Last tackle for the Tigers. Milner at dummy half. Goes to the left. Back on the inside to Dawn. Dawn with the steps. Dawn for the line. He's hit the post and scored. And Castleford have gone in. 2.5 minutes gone in the second half. Power play from the Tigers. Luke Dawn coming back against the grain. Him and Escarre have smashed into the post, but Dawn's managed to get the ball down, and the Tigers lead by 24 points to 6.
That's the game for mine, the Casper Tigers. Early, what, 4 minutes into the second half? They are taking the 2 points away from the jungle this afternoon, and it's a training ground move on the last tackle. Luke Dawn has just said to Luke Gale, get me back in on the inside, around the ruck area. He's done that magnificently there, and well, he hit the post, but you'll be telling me next, Matt Horton. The players practice that. The players practice running to the post and getting over the try line. You'll be telling me that next, Matt Horton. But no. I tell you what, it's a great training ground move. Luke Donny hits the post, but dives over for the four-pointer, and Luke Gale will make this 4-6. Matt Horton, you'll be telling me they hit the post next.
They do when they're trying to kick it, Scully. Yeah, not running into it.
No, you'll be saying running into it as well. You'll be saying that's a training ground move, as like everybody does. But Casper Tigers here now, they're taking the 2 points away. The Catalan Dragons, they're shot to bits.
I tell you what, Scully, this could get really messy. As Pellissier at dummy half, they've come to the left-hand side with Myler. Myler out the back to Vincent Dupont. Dupont for Yaha for the corner, and Fahoud Yaha's got in. 6 minutes gone in the second half. As Scully predicted, they'll come to the left and they'll get in. And it's Vincent Dupont with the money ball, and Fahoud Yaha gets in at the corner. And it's the Tigers 26, the Dragons 10.
Well, the Catalans there, they've worked out the numbers from there, and Cass went a little bit short on their right-hand side, Catalans left. And I say, with just good hands, good movement, and I say, an easy running for the Catalans, Yaha. And I say, the question Lauren, he'll be asking, you know, if we get ourselves a good field position, we've got to take our chances. But that's something they didn't do in the first half. Good play, though, from the Dragons.
Last tackle, 10 out, in centre field. They'll go to the left to Gale. Gale steps one way, drops it onto the boot for Holmes, and Holmes will score. Castleford are in. 11 minutes gone in the second half. And Ollie Holmes gets the sixth try of the afternoon for the Tigers, and they now lead by 30 points to 12. Luke Gale at his best. That was as simple as it comes, Scully.
Oh, so far too easy, far too easy. But again, it's great play from Casper Tigers, and it all came from that ball steal from Ben Crooks. And again, just in that set of six there, getting the ball nice and wide away from the ruck area, asking plenty of questions of the Catalans defence. And I say, Luke Gale, when you talk about vision and that awareness of playing what you see, great little kick through from there. And well, Oliver Holmes, he was very, very quick to react. And well, he won't score an easier try, Matt Orton, will he? So simple.
As Milner at dummy half, gets it to Matt Cook, and Cook spins in the challenge.
I'll tell you what, I like Matt Cook, mate. Doesn't he make an impact every time he comes off the bench?
12 out from the line, in centre field, options left and right. They'll come to the right with Patrick, who'll go short for Millington, out the back to McShane. Here's Dawn, they're in again here. Dawn with a dummy, and Luke Dawn's going to get a second try for the Castleford Tigers. 17 minutes gone in the second half, and Castleford, playing fast, enterprising rugby league, are absolutely running away with it. Simple shift to the right, McShane with a ball to Dawn, who chimed into the line perfectly. Any one of three could have scored that, but Dawn with the dummy scoots in, makes the angle a bit easier for Luke Gale, and the Tigers lead by 36 points to 12.
It is, it's great rugby league, and I say, just play what you see, play with your head up and play to the numbers there. And as you mentioned there, Matt, Luke Dawn, well, he could have, you know, passed the ball, there were two guys outside him, but the Catalan Dragons, well, their defence is shot. He just thought, well, I'll show a bit of dummy. Went over nice and easy to the side of the post. Great play by Cass. Great play. Great rugby league football.
Taylor to the left to Thomas Bosk, out of the back to Myla. Myla gets it to Castillo. Remy Castillo for the line will score. Bounces out the challenge of Luke Gale. 24 minutes gone in the second half. Third try of the afternoon for the Catalan Dragons, and it's the captain Remy Castillo who gets over just to the left-hand side of the post. And it's the Tigers 38, Catalan 16.
Yeah, but it's all far too late, isn't it? At times they've only showed the quality just in a little bit, see, of the Dragons. A bit of soft defence from the Tigers from there, but take nothing away from the Catalans. If you give them opportunities, give them field position, they'll put the four-pointers on the board, exactly what they've done there.
Taylor comes to the left to Gregory Muniz, and Muniz tries to go on his own, and Muniz is going to be put to ground, five away from the line, in centre field. It's possibly on to the right if they go that way, but they're all lined up to the left, and it comes to the left as Pelissier with a big dummy and go, but Moore's not buying any of that. And now Muniz waits at dummy half, comes to the left-hand side for Julien Bousquet, and Julien Bousquet will score for the Catalan Dragons. Not left long left here at the Mendenhall's Jungle, and Julien Bousquet gets the fourth try of the afternoon for the Dragons. It's now the Tigers 38, the Dragons 22.
Well, the Dragons themselves, again, it's been a story of all afternoon. They've got themselves in good field position, but at times didn't take the opportunities. In this second half, when they've got them opportunities, they have scored the four-pointers, and again, the full hunt of doors, but it's just a huge head-scratcher. Again, for the coach in Alon and Fraser-Dew, what may have been, but let's take nothing away from here. The Casper Tigers this afternoon have been totally, totally quality.
Tony Gigo tags on the goal there, so that's it. Full-time here at the Mendenhall's Jungle. The Tigers will be in the eights come the end of the season after a 38 points to 24 victory here over the Catalan Dragons this afternoon. They led 20 points to 6 at half time. Two for Ryan Hampshire, Frankie Mariano, and Paul McShane right on the bell. Two goals from Luke Gale, Justin Horro, and a Thomas Boss goal in reply for the Dragons. Second half, the Tigers made the perfect start. Luke Dawn crossing and Gale goaling for 26-12. But Fahoud Yaha hit back straight away for the Dragons. Boss goal 26-12. But then two tries in 5 minutes from Ollie Holmes and a second for Luke Dawn. Both goal by Gale put the game out of reach of the Dragons. But consolations from Remy Castille and Julien Bousquet with a goal for Boss and a goal for Gigo made the final score. Cass 38, Catalan 24. And Scully, the fizz went out of it the last 20 minutes, but Castleford more than deserved winners this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely more than deserved winners, and the same for the coach. Certainly the French coach, Laurent Fraser-Dew, quite simply, you know, the amount of good field position opportunities they had in the first half, and they just didn't take it, but take nothing away from here. The Castleford Tigers have came up with a great game plan. I would be for sure the players who stepped in for Darryl Powell this afternoon, with big Frankie Mariano, Greg Minikin, and also too Ryan Hampshire, who scored two brilliant tries. Castleford, plenty of ball movement, getting it nice and wide away from the ruck area, playing some great attractive classic cast back to the old Matt Orton, fully deserved that 38-24 victory.